Watch, Jane Fonda arrested at climate change protest. By Warner Todd Houston on October 11, 2019. Actress and left-wing activist Jane Fonda was arrested on Friday during a protest on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building after moving to the area to facilitate her protests. Fonda was detained along with 16 others for unlawfully demonstrating on the east front of the U.S. Capitol, according to Capitol Police Department spokesperson Eva Malecki. Fonda was demonstrating over climate change with a group calling itself Oil Change International. "I will be on the Capitol every Friday, rain or shine, inspired and emboldened by the incredible movement our youth have created," Fonda wrote on Thursday. "I can no longer stand by and let our elected officials ignore, and even worse, empower, the industries that are destroying our planet for profit. We cannot continue to stand for this," Fonda added. The actress most famous for giving aid and comfort to the enemy during the Vietnam War also said that she would be participating in these fire drill Fridays for several more months in Washington, D.C., to which she said she has relocated to be closer to the epicenter of the fight for our climate. 11 o'clock every Friday morning, come get arrested with me or choose not to, it doesn't matter," said the activist actress many detractors call Hanoi Jane. According to ABC News, Fonda moved to Washington, D.C. to spend the next 4 months protesting for a larger government response to climate change. In a recent interview, the aging actress said she was inspired by children such as Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. "They're saying, come on, you know, you're taking our future away from us. We need you to support us. And so grandmas unite," Fonda told ABC News Live's The Briefing Room. "I want to stand with them and raise up their message. This is serious. This is a crisis, unlike anything that has ever faced humankind. I think every single human being has to say, what can I do to put this at the forefront?" Fonda added. "With everything that's going on in the news, well, we have to fight our way through that and find ways to get climate change in people's minds. What we're facing is so important and so urgent, it doesn't matter. Those things don't even matter," Fonda concluded. "This is the future. This is whether we're going to survive." While praising the kids for their work on climate alarmism, Fonda also told the LA Times that it is time for the grandmas to step up. "Look what the students did. We don't want to just go silent," Fonda said. "They still have the torch, but the grandmas are taking it now and continuing it right up until the key thing, which is next November."